Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Just one in every 250 teenage girls in Ireland cycles to school. That's compared to one in 25 boys. Well, the stark gap is at the heart of a national campaign called And She Cycles. It's run by Green Schools and it aims to empower young women to get on their bikes and challenge the barriers that hold them back. Our reporter Maura Fay has been speaking to some of the students involved in the campaign and Maura is here now. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Claire.
That's a pretty stark, as we say, statistic, isn't it? That so few teenage girls are cycling to school.
It is, Claire, and it's exactly why that And She Cycles campaign was launched. It's all about breaking down barriers that stop girls from cycling, whether it's feeling unsafe, worrying about how they look, or just not seeing anyone like them on a bike. But the campaign isn't just about cycling to school, it's about encouraging girls to take it up as a hobby too and to see it as something that they can enjoy. 11 schools from across the country were recently recognised for their involvement in the campaign, and it was St Louis Secondary School in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, that was named Outstanding Ambassador School of the Year. I met with three transition year students from the school who were involved in the campaign. I first spoke to 16-year-old Lucy McGinnity from Dunamoyne, who explained to me what the initiative set out to do.
So the Anti Cycles is a new programme and it's to encourage girls to get out cycling more. It's also to make sure we know the proper skills so that we can go out cycling safely. And to make sure we know what to wear, like the high-vises and the helmets, and just make sure we're having fun when we're out cycling.
And do you cycle much in your spare time?
Yeah, so I live out in the country and there are small roads, however, they're quite quiet, so it's quite easy for me to cycle. And yeah, I do cycle for fun quite often.
Why do you think girls your age are a little bit reluctant to cycle?
I think girls my age could be quite self-conscious sometimes, and you know, it's kind of hard to cycle when you're caring about your appearance because the helmet and the high-vis, you can't really choose what you get to wear sometimes when you're thinking about your safety. Also, that reason, safety, you know, parents might not be as comfortable sending out their daughters cycling on busy roads and stuff.
So are the concerns then, Maura, over the appearance? Is that the main barrier to teenage girls cycling? Is that what you found?
Well, that's something I put to the two other students in the group, Katie Woods and Katie Donoghue. They told me that while appearance is definitely a factor, they do have other concerns, such as poor cycling infrastructure.
I'm Katie Woods, I'm 16 and I'm from Annamullen.
And do you cycle much in your spare time?
No, I cycle a bit in my recreational time at home. I live in the countryside, so the roads are nice and quiet.
And do you cycle just for fun or to go places? Or
I cycle just for fun, as in like Carrick and the surrounding area, there isn't a whole pile of infrastructure for us to cycle. We don't have bike lanes, but we have contacted the county council about it and we're hoping to get a bike rack for our school to try and push that initiative once again.
And tell me, why do you think, you know, there are more boys your age are more likely to cycle than girls? Like, why is it so few girls are cycling?
I think, as Lucy said, one of the things is just not having control over how you look when you're cycling, but also I think the safety. I don't think boys are as generally concerned about the safety, especially living in rural areas. It can be hard to go out, especially on your own, and cycle. But I know during COVID a lot of girls cycled as groups together, and I'm hoping we can push that initiative again to go as groups to help build the community.
My name is Katie Donoghue, I'm 16 and I'm from Carrick. I cycle as a hobby with my friends. In COVID obviously we cycled a lot, but now I've gotten back into cycling with my friends as a fun activity.
Do you think maybe school uniforms are sometimes the reason why girls are a little bit unreluctant to cycle to school? Because I know here you have the choice of wearing either trousers or skirts.
Definitely, because there's no way I'd be cycling to school in the skirt. I'd have to wear the trousers or the PE gear, but you're not meant to wear the PE gear if you don't have PE. So I think that, yeah, that would affect girls cycling to school, definitely.
Why do you think girls your age are a little bit more reluctant to get out and cycle? It seems to be something that you really enjoy, so why wouldn't you take part in it then?
I think some girls, as the girls have said, like definitely appearance, because some girls are just like weary of their physical appearance on the bikes. And then if they want to go out, say they don't want to wear a helmet, but they can't, and maybe their parents would be more reluctant to let them out on the roads if they're not safe and everything.
And what's been the best thing that you've learned out of doing this initiative?
I think the best thing I've learned is just like to be safe on the roads, because we have to be safe, and just to have fun when you're cycling and don't be conscious about anything because everyone's the same.
They mentioned safety, and apart from appearance, that appears to be another big concern, doesn't it? Road safety.
It is, Claire, and they tackled that in a number of ways through the campaign. They ran workshops on using safety gear, learning the correct hand signals, even basic bike maintenance. The girls assured me they're now all fully capable of fixing a puncture, which is a lot more than some of us can say.
Good for them.
Yeah. And so also the lack of cycling infrastructure. To work around that, they organised a cycling event along a stretch of nearby Greenway, which runs from Kingskirt and Cavan to Navan and Meath. So Katie told me how that day went.
So the Greenway Day was an event we ran on the 12th of February. There was a Greenway about 10 kilometres away from us. So we thankfully had a bus company here in Carrick who graciously donated us two buses so that we could get the girls to the Greenway safely and also the bikes. When we got there, we did a 22 kilometre cycle on that Greenway, and it was just great because it was safe, there was no cars, the girls could have fun without worrying about it, and we did make sure everyone was safe and wearing our helmets. That was one of the conditions of being allowed to go.
And how many girls went to the Greenway Day?
We had about 44 girls. We had a mix of first, second and TYs.
Was it a lot of fun?
I think I can speak for everyone when I say it was great crack. We had music going, we had a pit stop about halfway through where we got some nice treats, so I think we all just really enjoyed it.
And do you think that kind of initiative will encourage more girls to take cycling up as a hobby?
I do think so, and we're hoping to maybe make it an annual thing where we maybe start out with the school and get people back out again as recreation on greenways, and we might even open it up to the wider community, because I think that really just let a lot of girls remember how much they enjoyed it, because as they get older, I don't hate the cycle as much.
And why is it, do you think, that as they get older, they just get a little bit more reluctant to cycle?
I think one of the reasons is just life gets busy. Like when you turn 16, you get jobs, you're going out with your friends, there's different things to do. And I just don't think people have time for it. And then when they do have time, they forget how much they enjoy it. So I do think this will really help that.
Katie Woods there. So if there's anyone listening now, Maura, who wants to get involved in the campaign, which is called And She Cycles, how can they do it?
So the campaign is part of the Green Schools programme, which is run by Antashka. Around 80% of schools in Ireland are already signed up to Green Schools, so there's a good chance students can get involved through their own schools. I spoke to Alison Phillips, who is the Green Schools travel manager. I asked her how people can take part, but first she explained to me why the campaign was created, based on survey findings from schools working towards their travel flag.
So from these surveys and their results, and from travel officer observations, we realised that there were significantly fewer teenage girls cycling to secondary school nationally as opposed to teenage boys. So that's kind of where the question came from. So where are all the girls cycling? What's happening here? So this is where the And She Cycles campaign and ambassador program was born from. So then we went to the 2016 CSO data, and we saw that there was actually one in 250 girls that were cycling to school in Ireland, whereas it's one in 27 teenage boys that were cycling to school. So this is quite a stark difference. So of course we had to know more. So we teamed up with a researcher, Robert Egan, and he started to shed some light on what was happening. So following the research and numerous focus groups, we discovered that teenagers view cycling as a boys thing. So it's normal for boys, not girls, to cycle. So that the cycling is perceived as masculine and not compatible with femininity. So that the clothes that are worn, the negative experiences and attention that girls face on bikes actually leads to fewer girls cycling. So that is where the And She Cycles program has come from. But I believe that we're all kind of really working together to close the gender gap in cycling. And we have loads of work to do, which is why we need more ambassadors for the autumn term. Any teacher, parent, grandparent, if a teenager happens to be listening to the radio, can look on the website, have a look. We'll also advertise it as the autumn term comes. And girls with their schools can apply to the program. And then in the October time, they should find out if they've been successful, and then they can join the training day and our network gatherings and kind of really build a great network of like-minded young people.
That's Alison Phillips there, who's Green School's manager, ending Maura Fay's report on the And She Cycles campaign. Maura, thanks very much for bringing that to us. Coming up later on, we're going to debate whether we need regional flights in this country at all. But next up, we're going to get the latest on that search for missing Fiona Pender.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.